I'll tell you, I want to share with you, maybe it's Chanukah, instead of tomorrow, one more word. Yesterday, after Shir, I had to go to the Rosh Hashiva Rav Shteyman. So I came into his house. It's an important thing that, you know, I wanted to go before in the morning, but the Vasikin, but he said, no, he wants a long time, he wanted me at 2 o'clock. I said, Talmud. He said, no, when you finish here, even if you'll be a little bit late, Lama Shana. I came, it was one person before me. He was the head of a Moisad. It's called Shmaya, this Moisad. So people that can hear. And he asked the Shaila. What was the Shaila? The Shaila was that they have the Moisad of Bnei Brak, everyone is Haredi, Mamish is not, everyone is Haredi. There's a new kid that wants to come in, 3 years old, a Friar kid, but there's no different school that could teach him to hear. He's Mamish Friar Gansen. And his parents are asking him to move to Bnei Brak, not to become Frum. There's a neighborhood of Bnei Brak, Padas Katz, that there they live also not Frum. To school he would come with a yarmulke. They're not coming for her. They're not planning to become Frum. But the Mamish said, they want the kid to hear. They want to know if it would be a bad ashpoh on the kids, on the other kids, to take the kid to the school or not. So they're sitting in Dan. I was sitting outside. So Rav Shteyman told them that I have a different look on it. Not to take the kid, but no way to take the kid into the school. No, he will never hear. He said, exactly, this is what I want him never to hear. So like this. The ma'isa, a person doesn't hear, the rashash and the and gittin is mevoil, that even if he doesn't hear, he's called a shaitan. It's potum na mitzvahs. Mele, if he will become big, and he will be a shaitan, if he will do averes, mach mishtoitz. If you will make him pikeach, now he's not planning to be frum, he'll be over averes, you're over lifnei evil. Better to stay deaf all of your life, and chas v'sholem was that he will be over averes. But they thought, but maybe he'll do tshuva, but maybe not. So better like this. But maybe in the end he will do tshuva, we don't need it. If one day he will do aveira, better to stay deaf all of your life and one day to do aveira. The kids are amazed. Okay, then I came in, we were speaking in Ander Azach, and someone was there, and you know, I was asking him to be Tzadik Goyza. And something on the Indian, I said, the Roshiva will say Tzadik Goyza, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. So he told me, Ich bin nicht kein Tzadik Goyza. I said, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if the Roshiva is a Tzadik or not. So Roshiva can say like this, I don't think that I'm a Tzadik, but if I'm a Tzadik, I'm Tzadik Goyza that this will happen. So he told me, I want to show you a Tana Deve Elio. So he took out a Tana Deve Elio. Tana Deve Elio says that why Chizkiyo HaMelech was Nenash? Why he was punished? He was davening to Hashem. Because he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he's his friend. A person tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are you to love me? You're Mechutzef. Because of that, he lost the Olam Haba, all of his kids went off the Derech. Like this, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk to Eliyahu HaNavi, tells him. If a person speaks to a king, he shakes. When you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you for sure have to shake. He said, you want me to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm Gezer on you. You think I'm not scared to speak like this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, I looked inside, like I wanted to see, you know, he showed me inside, I was reading it inside, so he said, no, now we can, Mr. can make a post shmuzim out of this Tana Deve Elio. So I thought, I already have a shmuz. I said, I was listening in the back of the door before, when the Rosh Hashiva said that it's better to stay deaf all of your life than to do one avera. So, from this I want to make a shmuz. He says, from this you have to make a lot of shmuzim. He says, there's no tzad that's kedai to make a person to hear if it's a tzad that he will do avera. Leave him potom in the kol ha-mitzvahs. Leave him to be a shoytas chas v'sholem because I nishnichshol. I told him that I listened. I said, I'm sorry I listened, but you know, teir v'limud anitzorich, and I want to know if I really understand that this was the real reason or the Rosh Hashiva was just giving an excuse. He says, what, but you're a Suffolk? You have a tzadet kedai to make him a pikeach and he'll be nichshol in one chet? You know what is a aveira? This is the musl that I got yesterday. So, and I felt today, I was planning to finish the sugya and not to say shir tomorrow. And I have such a pachad that if chas v'sholem, because of that, I don't have a tzad that the people that are here, that are sitting and learning, will miss tomorrow. Oh, but you know, alam all these guys that, you know, that I didn't make it maybe today, but these people that, you know, if they see us empty, maybe they have a shtarker yeriva. You know, if they see one part of his marriage is empty, so the other part becomes a shvachr. So, it's a leikim anoichi yore. It's better, you know, not even to start the new sugya tomorrow, that it's nicht as a geschmack to start tomorrow, and to zayin ha-shoyt the ganze leben, aber nicht chas v'sholem to be machshil. So in the final, I will say it over, in mechber take, that chas v'sholem will not be machmosi, episode rifian for one person, nor atrapa, fuck out. I think if a person decides from now miyad, he has his chazering. The iyun, das ist der Teresh Baal Peh, das ist die Iker Chanike. The whole of test, mit der ganze Sukkies. The Ezes Hashem, we'll have to add the Shmai, that B'yom Rishu, we could start with the ganze.